Okay, we are back from recess here. We are going to just, I'm going to call on Councilman Ricks, and if you could have the solicitor go over exactly what is up here. Now, you're going to make an amendment to your amendment, if you will. So, Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. A couple of quick comments before the city council solicitor reads off the amendment as amended. I'll just say that I don't understand the separation of powers argument here, because I don't know, maybe as a city council.
Councilman, if you could just make the amendment, and then we will discuss that, and then we can put it up for comments.
I'll just finish my sentence. I feel like if we're not willing to exercise legislative powers here, that I think we can all agree that the state legislature has, if Warwick does not have similar legislative powers, if we're willing to just abdicate those, as well as everything else, all of these other areas where we are confined by our city charter, I'm really not sure what we're doing here. Maybe
all right, thank
we
you,
shouldn't
Councilman.
Be
you have
passing
an amendment.
Any section at all. Maybe everything is executive powers.
Councilman, at this time, you have the floor to give an amendment. Do you have an amendment?
I do. City Council Solicitor, you may proceed.
Thank you, Councilman and members. It may be easier to withdraw the prior amendment and refresh this as a new amendment, if that is everyone's comfort level, and I can put it in play in the form that you now have ready to go.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no objection.
This way we can all understand exactly what we're discussing. Go ahead, Solicitor Walsh.
Thank you. So the prior amendment has been withdrawn by unanimous consent of the council, and Councilman Ricks now moves an amendment that has, I'll read the components, which were all inclusive of the prior amendment, minus some items that were removed. And would, if Councilman Lattiser would like to, or is there a second to the new Ricks amendment? Okay. Thank you. So Councilman Ricks moves a new amendment, which would amend PCO 622 sub A by doing the following. On page 2, it would add language to subsection D that would make the first sentence read, data collected by an ALPR technology system shall not be sold or shared with any third-party individuals or entities, excluding law enforcement agencies, and this would be extended with the language that similarly have policies prohibiting the sale or sharing of any such data with any third-party individuals or entities, excluding law enforcement agencies with similar policies. It would also add a sentence at the end of subsection D that reads, in the event that any law enforcement agency does sell or share any such data in violation of this subsection, the department shall demand that such law enforcement agency delete any such data provided by the department, take all reasonably necessary measures to delete all such copies, and demand disgorgement of all proceeds of or flowing from any sale to be directed to the city. All copies of such data referred to in this subsection shall be deleted within 30 days, except pursuant to policies adopted in accordance with the provisions of this section. The next component of the amendment would be adding to section E two items at the end. The first being any instances of erroneous identification by the ALPR, and the other one being the location at which any stationary or fixed ALPR that is actively collecting data is installed and used. Furthermore, the amendment would add a new subsection F, which reads, a law enforcement officer shall be certified in ALPR operations by the department prior to operating or accessing ALPR data or ALPR technology systems. It would add another new subsection G, which reads, any data or other information created or collected in contravention of this chapter, and any data or information derived therefrom shall be immediately deleted and destroyed and may not be offered as evidence by any municipal or state governmental entity in any civil or criminal action or proceeding except as evidence of the violation of this chapter, semicolon, or be voluntarily provided to another person or entity for use as evidence or for any other purpose. However, notwithstanding the provisions of the subsection of this section, if upon the discovery of data or other information that was created or collected in contravention of this chapter, it appears such data or information may be material to the defense in a criminal prosecution, a copy of the relevant, potentially material data or other information shall be turned over to the defendant before it is deleted and destroyed. Lastly, it adds one more subsection H, which reads, prior to any ALPR data being shared with any other law enforcement agency or any third party, such recipient shall provide a written affirmation that it shall use and dispose of any such ALPR data transmitted from the department in accordance with this subsection and department policies. That is the entirety of the new RICS amendment.
Thank you. And that has been seconded by Councilman Lattice, sir. All right. Are there any additional comments or questions from members who haven't had a chance to speak on this amendment yet? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. The clerk will call the roll on this amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattice?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Ms. Travis?
No.
3 yes, 6 no, motion fails.
Thank you. The amendment fails. Are there any additional amendments or questions from members of the council? Councilman Gephardt.
I have three small items. The solicitor has them. The first, and just for clarity, you know, we wrote this sub A, you know, through a lot of conversation in our last meeting, through amendment, which is, you know, kind of a messy. And then we heard testimony tonight from several members of the public, as well as Senator Anderson. And through that and through reading the document that the ACLU rep had sent us, I thought that there were a few small tweaks that we could make to the work that we did the last time. So here they are. On page 2, line 13, after B6, to add a 7, which states, in a non-stationary application, such as being handheld or affixed to a motor vehicle for purposes of mobile surveillance. So that is essentially a 7th exclusion for use of the ALPR technology. The second is also on page 2, subsection E, and it adds a 7th item. And the 7th item is location of deployed ALPR cameras. That is another item to be added to the transparency portal. And the third item is also on page 2, subsection D, where it starts at line 14. And it's an additional sentence prior to the last sentence. So I'll pick up in the middle here. It says, therefore, ALPR data shall be purged unless it has become or is reasonable to believe it will become evidence in a criminal action. New sentence being added. any data downloaded or stored offline by the Warwick Police Department in excess of 30 days must be associated with an active or ongoing investigation, period, and then pick up the last sentence. So those are the three, based on the comments that were made earlier that I thought would address some of their points, and that is the amendment that I would like to make. Thank you.
Okay, do we have a second to the amendment? Second by Councilman Ricks. All right, any discussion or questions? Councilman Lattice.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Councilman, this, at the beginning of your comments, you said, we wrote this based upon comments, et cetera, that we received at the last meeting, so forth, so on. What do you mean, we wrote this?
To the president. Well, there was a brief initial ordinance. I made, I don't know, several, five or six amendments in our last council meeting, which we discussed, debated, and approved to become the sub A. And then the sub A is what we're looking at before us.
But this legislation was sponsored only by Councilman Sinapi, correct?
One need not sponsor a legislation to introduce an amendment.
No, I understand. But when you say we wrote this, that says something different.
I believe he's talking about at the council meeting, we made those amendments, we passed those amendments, and that's what we're working off. I believe that is that the term that you're talking about in the full council meeting. We
thank you for the clarification.
Who said it? Any other questions or comments on this? I do think there is some concerns about giving out the exact location of the lights. I believe that's one of your amendments. I have spoken on that. That's a concern that the police department has, vandalism and issues like that. So that is something that I have spoken to the colonel about. So I do want to put that out there. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but that's something that I have heard is a concern from the police department.
Okay.
Councilman Howe.
Just to address, I know one of the amendments calls for purging of the data in 30 days. As we look at the flock camera policy approved by the public safety, if you look at section 8, paragraph C, it says flock safety will purge their data at the end of 30 days of storage. So that is identified in that. Did I misunderstand, Councilman? I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. President, I'm sorry.
Through the Council President. So there are two ways to view a video or a still that was captured by the system. One is going to be through the flock system, the cloud-based storage of all that data, which would be purged after a certain period of time. But there will be instances where that data is downloaded to add to a file, right? Because it becomes part of evidence, or it becomes part. So it's stored not in the cloud that becomes purged, but in a file on someone's computer or on the department shared drive or in whatever system they use. So I think so as to not subvert the 30-day limit, which I think we're all aligned on, by downloading either individually or in mass this data, being silent on sort of offline copies of what's been captured, I think would just be a deficiency in the ordinance or the policy. So that's what I was attempting to cover with that brief sentence.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Councilman.
Any additional questions or comments? Councilman, I do, like I said, I do have a concern on that one particular comment. Councilman Ricks.
On that one particular item about identifying the location of the cameras, I'll just say that it's okay. So a lot of this data collection is premised on the idea that people have a limited right to privacy under the Fourth Amendment of the United States. Similarly, under Article 1, Section 6 of the Rhode Island Constitution, when it comes to being out in public. So I would look at that very same standard when it comes to the identification of the location of these different cameras. If the cameras have the ability to look at us, shouldn't we also have the ability to look at the cameras? If we are talking about Fourth Amendment concerns, or in Rhode Island, Article 1, Section 6 concerns when it comes to our state-protected and federally protected rights to privacy. Obviously, that's not where our rights to privacy end. That's only where they begin. I continue to have reservations about this sort of technology and potential abuse or misuse of it, but that's really those constitutionally protected areas that we can all agree on. That's the bare minimum. And so for those reasons, I see no issue with Councilman Gebhardt's amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. Councilman Gebhardt.
For the reason stated prior about the vandalism or potentially other issues, I'd be willing to remove the location from the transparency portal. I know I've seen in other municipalities that the location quickly gets out, so I have no fear that will become available, but it does not need to be included in the ordinance. So I'd be willing to strike that portion of the amendment. That would be number 7. Do you need identifying? You need more identification on that? I can give it to you.
So finish it up first. We have a councilman who'd like to comment first.
Thank you.
Yep. Councilman Lattiser.
So for what it's worth, I would be willing to support Councilman Gebhardt's, all of his amendments, as he initially stated. Just my 2 cents.
Solicitor Walsh. I believe the councilman was looking to make a change.
Thank you. Similarly, it's the cleanest way to do it would be unanimous consent to withdraw and reimpose the new amendment that I can read into the record.
You're opposed to that?
Not opposed.
Okay, all those in favor, withdraw this, and then we will, the councilman will resubmit.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, go ahead.
All right, so new amendment is page 2, line 13, after B6, add a 7. In a non-stationary application, such as being handheld or affixed to a motor vehicle for purposes of mobile surveillance, period. And a second spot in subsection on page 2 in subsection D, after the sentence ending in evidence in a criminal action, a new sentence, any data downloaded or stored offline by the Warwick Police Department in excess of 30 days must be associated with an active or ongoing investigation period. Thank you.
Is there a second?
Discussion.
Sorry, the second, my mic wasn't on. Sorry, that was second by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Foley, and Councilman Howe. Are there any questions on the amendment? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Okay, the amendment has passed. Is there any other comments, questions, or amendments at this time the council would like to make? Okay, hearing none, Councilman Sinapi. He's moved favorable action as amended. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Howe. Councilwoman Travis. Any additional questions or comments? Hearing none, Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I will be voting no on this, and it's not because I disagree with all the work and time that Councilman Sinapi has put into this. It's because I think the amendments that Councilman Ricks made on this were prudent to the content. I don't think, in all the hard work that was put into this, I don't feel that it has gone far enough. And I also feel strongly that as this council has spoken to in the past, that this is something that should be tabled until the General Assembly votes on it one way or another. We know that there was significant discussion in this past legislative session. We know that it's going to be reintroduced again, as Representative Solomon Jr. has stated to me. And for those reasons, I will be voting no on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Lattiser. Any additional comments or questions? Councilman Ricks.
Councilman Lattiser summed it up well. I think that we have made some good progress on this regulation. However, it does not go far enough. And for the same reasons as Councilman Lattiser, I will be joining him in voting no.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. Any additional questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis? Yes. 7 yes, 2 no. Amendment passes.
Thank you. Favorable. Amendment passes for first passage. Number two this evening is PCR 27-22, which is now 2022-333, Flock Automatic License Plate Readers, Committee Report Finance.
Hold till October 17th.
Hold till October 17th. Number three this evening is PCR 7722, which is now 2022-435, Committee Report Finance.
Hold October 17th.
Hold October 17th. Number four this evening is PCR 95-22, a resolution in regards to erecting stop signs. Committee Report Public Safety. For action, Councilwoman Travis, will you move that for me, please? Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Howe, and Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Public Safety Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, the motion passes. We are now moving to new business. Number one is PCR 104-22, Committee Report, Intergovernmental.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Sinapi. He moves favorable action. Second by Councilwoman Travis and Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy, and Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier in the Intergovernmental Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Motion passes, thank you. We're now moving to unanimous consent, so we have two steps here. Is there any objections to hearing PCR 110-22, a resolution in regards to authorizing the mayor to enter into a telecommunications tower leases at Warwick Neck Water Tower 915 Sandy Lane Tower and 99 Veterans Police Tower. So this is any objections from members of the council to hear this at this time under unanimous consent? We're going to do a roll call on that. So a yes vote is to hear this under unanimous consent at this time.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? 9 yes to hear unanimous consent.
Okay, we can now hear PCR 110-22. Is there anyone from the administration to present?
It's not on. Hold on, Dan.
Thank you, Council President Dan Geegan. Again, similar to Clegg Field, cell tower heard earlier tonight, we're seeking council consideration and authorization for a resolution to authorize the administration to enter into 3 lease renewals and 1 new lease. 2 of the leases will be at 99 Veterans, the police tower. 1 will be on the a renewal of the lease at the Warwick Neck Water Tower. And then the 3rd lease is 915 Sandy Lane, which is the fire dispatch right near DPW. The leases that are to be renewed or proposed to be renewed were signed in the late 1990s. They were 25-year leases. They're coming up on expiration, so the tower companies are looking to renew them. And then Dish Wireless is starting a new network, a new wireless network, and they are seeking a spot on the police tower, and that we do have space there. Sprint PCS merged with T-Mobile, and through that spot became open in June. So there's room on that tower, and we're recommending or seeking consideration of this resolution for approval.
Thank you. So these are not new towers. They're not building new towers. These are existing towers that we're looking to renew leases.
That's correct. All of these are on existing sites.
And these leases were 25-year leases, so we're hoping if the council gives authorization to the mayor that we get a little bump from 25 years ago. Maybe we get a little more coming in from those leases. I know we're just authorizing you to negotiate, but that's what I would hope to say.
That's correct, and we would probably seek a standardized annual lease escalator. Like, it's fairly standard, set at 3%. Many of these leases are, some are high, some are low, but we have a pretty good handle on what the value is locally through some information we've obtained from other parties that have the leases in effect.
Excellent. And those, every year it would move up with those escalators?
That's what we would recommend. That's correct. An annual escalator.
Excellent. Excellent. Any questions or comments? Councilman Ricks.
We had a similar situation in Ward 2 where you and the planning department were working on a negotiation on the renewing the lease of a tower in Ward 2. I really appreciate back then you taking the time to walk me through the process, and I have full confidence in you and the city planning department in negotiating fair deals with these different third parties for these existing towers. It's really a win for everybody involved, including the residents and taxpayers here in the city of Warwick, and for the city of Warwick, making sure that the people are having a good cell phone reception. These are existing sites, so nobody is getting a new big tower built in their backyard and bringing in revenue for the city of Warwick. Just wanted to express my full confidence in anticipation of granting authority to continue the process. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Dan, as I understand it, the 3 larger players in that communication stuff, they already have spots on that tower or these towers, right?
That is correct.
So this is kind of like a bonus to us, right?
The proposed new lease, yes, I would.
Right.
I would, yes.
And is there any reimbursement to the city in addition to the lease on those, or?
There's no cost to the city on any of these. The infrastructure is put there by the telecommunication companies. They are required to get building permits. They do pay, I believe they pay tangible taxes on the equipment. Mm-hmm. So it's really just a plot of land, 50 by 50 is typical, that brings in a large amount of rent, but really they're paying for the space in the sky on the tower and the infrastructure.
On a per square foot basis, it's a huge win for the city. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any additional questions from members of the council? This was not heard in committee earlier this evening because it was under unanimous consent. So are there any members of the public that would like to speak on PCR 110-22? Any members of the public would like to speak on it? Any members of the public? Okay. Hearing none, do we have a motion? Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action on PCR 110-22.
Second by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Foley, Councilman McElroy, Councilman Lattiser. Any additional questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? 9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Thank you, Director. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent? Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5? Ward 6? Ward 7 passes. Ward 8? Ward 9? Anything to docket? No. Councilwoman Travis. All those in favor to move in the docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are now in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Councilman McElroy, docket anything?
No.
Ward 5? Ward 6? Ward 7 passes. Ward 8? Ward 9?
A resolution directing the Highway Division to enter into an easement agreement for the purposes of placing business signage.
Public properties. Anything else at docket, Councilman? All set. Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.